It's time now to take five for your community. I'm very happy this morning to be joined by Rachel Hipscher. Rachel is the executive director for the Lawrence County Chamber of Commerce, and the chamber met yesterday. Rachel, first of all, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Glad you could join us this morning. As I mentioned, the chamber met yesterday. Things seem to be going pretty well. You got new members, and you got some ribbon cuttings coming up.
Yeah, we're really excited right now. We got three new chamber members this past month. We got the Mid-American Air Center, Smile Doctors, which used to be Dr. Greg Ortho over in Vincent's, and Riverside Relief Massage. Now, Riverside Relief Massage owner Heather Carey, she was our guest speaker yesterday, and she told us about her experience going to Costa Rica to get her massage therapist license. And now she's opening up over in Westport, and we're actually going to be having a ribbon cutting for her on Monday, July 2nd at 11 a.m. But we've got another ribbon cutting for a stage studio, and it's going to house Amber Wakefield, who is a massage therapist, and Sarah Ash, who is a stylist. She does hair, nails, and all sorts of stuff out there. That's located in between the Bridgeport Blacktop and Kings Hill Road on the south side of Highway 50. And another ribbon cutting, we have three coming up in the next couple of weeks. Heritage Auto, the new car dealership here in town, they are finally ready to have a ribbon cutting, and they'll be having theirs on Friday, July 6th at 11 a.m. They're going to be grilling out and just having a bunch of goodies for their ribbon cutting.
That's great. That's always good things to go for a Chamber of Commerce, isn't it? When you hear the words ribbon cutting and new members, right?
Absolutely. And I know we've talked before. It's always nice, even if a business relocates or it's a change of ownership. So we had that with Heritage after Albright closed, and then Heritage opened back up in his location. But, you know, we have two brand new studios being Sage Studio, or two new businesses being Sage Studio and Riverside Relief. So we're really excited for all of the ribbon cuttings in the next couple of weeks.
That's great. Okay, so not next month, but coming up in August, we were talking about it. The Chamber's going to have another After Hours event coming up.
Yes, the Mid-American Air Center is going to be hosting an After Hours event at 501 out at the airfield. We're going to be getting tours of the facility. They're going to have some food out there for us and some drinks. And we're just going to really learn what all our Mid-American Air Center does for the surrounding area. So that'll be really exciting. Everyone's invited out. We'll be sending out some more information in the next few weeks. So be looking for that in your email or on our Facebook page, Lawrence County Chamber of Commerce. But, yeah, we're really excited. We heard from Tyler Funk. He's our contact person out there. He was at our luncheon yesterday, and, you know, they're really excited. Keith Fisher with Growing Green Lawn Care is helping them out with this After Hours event, and it'll be fun. It really will.
Yeah, and the After Hour events, those are more kind of laid-back events, aren't they?
Very laid-back. It's not your typical meeting where, you know, it could be a little stuffy. It's very relaxed, and it's intended to be fun and meet one another and socialize in a very casual manner.
Very good. So let me ask you, how are preparations coming for the Uncorked Festival? I know that's not till next month, but, you know, it'll be here before you know it.
Oh, my goodness. We're getting very excited. We just got our confirmation on our wine glass order. We are ordering 2,000 or 1,500. We've got a little bit in stock, so we've got over 2,000 wine glasses, and oh, gosh, we're getting excited. It's now my favorite event, besides Fall Festival, because, oh, my goodness, I love all the food at Fall Festival. But Uncorked Festival is just such a fun time. I'm really excited. We got a new band coming this year, Calabash. They're from the Evansville area. But we've got the Smoke Rings and the Ashes, who have been with us from the beginning. And we're really just excited. We've got a lot of food vendors this year. We've got more craft vendors coming in, and you know, just remind everybody to bring your lawn chair and come and stay for the whole day. It's going to be $15, and that includes your admission and your wine glass and 5 tasting tickets. So be sure to have your ID, because we will card everybody. But, gosh, I am looking forward to that event. It'll be here before we know it.
Absolutely. Let's remind folks again when and where that's going to be.
That's going to be at our beautiful Red Hill State Park on Saturday, July 28th from 11 to 7 p.m.
All right. Very nice. Rachel, sounds like things are going real well in Lawrence County.
It is. We got some rain today, too, so hopefully that cools it off a little bit. But we're not even in summertime yet, are we? Or is the first day of summer today?
Just today.
Yep, there you go. It feels like it's been summer the past month.
Absolutely. Well, very well done, Rachel. Appreciate your time. There you go. Again, she is Rachel Hipscher, the Executive Director for the Lawrence County Chamber of Commerce. Rachel, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day.